Not long ago, the liberal school of theology startled the world with the epithet, God is dead. But to a great extent, the assumption is exploded. The weight of evidence against such a declaration makes it logically conclusive that God is alive, and the onus of accepting his rewards and not proving his existence rests with man. The Bible does not seek to prove the existence of God. It takes his existence for granted when it says in the first verse of Genesis, in the beginning, God. There are three specific reasons for man's foolish pronouncement that God is dead, and they are these. Firstly, man believes that God is dead because he is transcendent. That is, he cannot be conceived of by human contemplation. He must be revealed to man. Consequently, primitive man and civilized man confuses God with creation as the immanent God. Man therefore worships the sun and the moon, or the mountain, or the stars, or the river, things that he can see. Abraham lived in Mesopotamia, in which the immanent God was worshipped, but he believed and worshipped the Most High God, the transcendent God, who is the creator of the universe, and because of this, God called him out of Mesopotamia. And the scripture says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Abraham is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, which recounts some of the heroes of the Old Testament, and in every case the writer says, by faith, they did certain great deeds. And in verse 6 of this chapter, the writer makes this succinct statement, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God reveals himself to those who put their trust in him. The patriarch Job, who went through such tremendous suffering, was able to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And when he was vexed by his companions, he burst forth with this declaration, I know that my Redeemer liveth. The second reason why some believe that God is dead is because of scientific advance. Man has apparently been able to conquer time and space. We live in the cybernetic age of instant communication, when men are able to transmit information to any part of the globe by satellite without a moment's delay. We also live in an age when man believes he has conquered space by taking off to the moon and reaching out to Mars and Venus. Consequently, man believes that he has come of age and that he is able to paddle his own canoe. God has become a non-essential, and to that extent, he is dead. But man fails to realize that every physical law that he uses in order to circumvent time and space has been divinely created. If it were not for the ether in the atmosphere, information could not be electrically transmitted, and were it not for this consistent law of gravity which binds our small universe together, man could not take one small step into space with any measure of certainty that he will return. Long before Copernicus and Galileo, just a mere 500 years ago, propounded the theory that the Earth was a sphere, revolved on its axis and around the sun, the prophet Isaiah 2,700 years ago emphatically declared that it is He, God, the creator of the universe, who sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. It is He who stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent. God is not dead, for it is He who sustains all life on planet earth. It is only when man forgets that he is an insignificant grasshopper, clinging to the earth, and being certain only of the breath he has taken, that he makes such foolish pronouncements. David, who was a great king, realized his nothingness and declared, when I consider the heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? A third reason for man's declaration that God is dead is the fact that he himself is dead. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Man must be spiritually alive in order to affirm contact with the living God. Psalm 50 verse 15 says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Man is the only creature endowed with the ability to communicate with God, even though he has sinned grievously and has been separated from God. There is always one prayer that ensures God's response, And that prayer is, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The reason why God sent His Son to die on the cross was in order to make it possible for man to communicate with Him, for it is only through the cleansing in His blood, which removes our sin as a thick cloud, is the way opened up for man to know and confess that God is alive and can cleanse and fill the human heart with peace and joy that passes human understanding. Theologically, it can be affirmed that those who say God is dead usually deny the divinity of Christ, His virgin birth and His resurrection. Thereby, they shut the door by which they can be made alive through redemption, which enables every confessing believer to say, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and He talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart.